entertainers and the civically virtuous like to remind voters that every vote counts, the truth may be more complicated. Hollywood writer Rob Long has found that being a Bush supporter in a Democratic town is a mixed blessing.
The first time I voted in California was a few years ago, and it was a great experience because in my polling place, when you handed the volunteer lady your completed ballot, she handed you a chocolate chip cookie. Not one of those from-the-box bendable deals, but a crispy-edged, gooey interior, slightly melty thing that someone had obviously baked from scratch. And it's a good thing they did, too, because for me, voting is sort of a pointless exercise. And my feeling is, if you're going to engage in a tedious, totally irrelevant, and inconsequential activity, there had better be some kind of treat involved. Because my vote doesn't count. I know, every vote counts. But my vote doesn't. Because I'm a Republican, and where I live, on the farthest outside edge of Los Angeles, California, my lonely, sad little vote for George W. Bush will be swamped by the cascade of votes for John Kerry. California, unless something really interesting happens, will deliver its 55 electoral votes to the Democratic candidate. And let's be honest, what are the odds that something interesting is going to happen? I mean, it's the one thing that both the Kerry and the Bush teams are trying very hard to prevent. So in my funky, scruffy, alternative beachside neighborhood, I can quietly and smugly congratulate myself on my iconoclastic alternative spirit. I can saunter around the neighborhood, cluck-clucking at my Stepford neighbors, tucking their brainwashed kids into the ergonomic stroller and swooning over European socialism. Look at those sad, uptight, repressed, conformist lemmings, I can mutter to my dog as we step lively around the vintage bikes and electric cars. Free your mind, Squares and Squareville, I can call out to nobody in particular. It's just me and a couple of Ralph Nader guys at the local coffee place, you know, keeping it real, amongst the corporatist drones of the Kerry Edwards Brigade. But if I ever did actually sit down with the Green Party outsider alternative types at my local coffee spot, and if I ever could convince them that I, too, am a lonely rebel voice struggling to be heard over the groupthink, then I'm pretty sure we'd, like, you know, bump fists or something. But to do that, I'd first have to actually enter my local coffee spot, which I won't do because it's filthy and the chairs are uncomfortable, and I'm a Republican, and I find the community bulletin board there just too incredibly irritating. And it would interfere with my self-satisfied saunter around the neighborhood, basking in my alternative coolness. Because as long as I live here, I'm the alt-indie dude with a freaky cool take on the world. I'm a hippie. I'm a hippie with a big fat tax cut. I'm so glad my vote doesn't count.
Rob Long is a contributing writer to Day to Day and NPR member station KCRW.